Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The right of every woman in every state in this country to make decisions about her own body is on the line. And I've said it before, and I will say it again, how dare they?
In Tallahassee, Florida, Vice President Kamala Harris marked the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade yesterday by announcing an administration move to ensure access to abortion pills. The bills have been under a legal cloud in some states. And Harris says now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe, the right is not a sure thing in any part of the country. Anti-abortion activists gathered on Friday in D.C. for the annual March for Life, the first since the court overturned federal abortion access protections. Organization President Gianne Mancini said their work isn't over. And now that the question has moved to the states, they'll push for more restrictions at every level.
While this year marks our most significant victory, the human rights abuse of abortion is far from over.
California Representative Judy Chu is calling on investigators to determine if the Monterey Park shooting that left 10 dead was a hate crime.
It is horrible that such a thing could occur at a time of celebration for so many in the AAPI community and in the Asian community worldwide. This tore a hole through all of our hearts.
The shooting followed a day full of Lunar New Year celebrations. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing to ban COVID health measures, vaccine mandates, and mask requirements at schools and businesses, including rules for employees. DeSantis has also moved to block the teaching of AP African American Studies. That drew fire from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who cited the state's so-called Don't Say Gay law.
These types of actions aren't new. They are not new from what we're seeing, especially from Florida, sadly. Florida currently bans teachers from talking about who they are and who they love.
The House of Representatives has reached agreement on the typically state issue of committee ratios and assignments. The new speaker did announce last week that controversial Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona would regain the assignments they lost for backing the January 6th rioters. While addressing a bipartisan group of mayors at the White House, President Joe Biden said he will hold talks with Republican leaders on the national debt standoff.
The debt we're paying on, and we're going to have a little discussion about that with the new majority leader of the House, has accumulated over 200 years.
More classified documents have been found at President Biden's Delaware home. The classified documents range from his time in the Senate to his time as vice president. Finally, the federal government has seized close to $700 million in assets from FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He has been accused of stealing billions from customers of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency giant. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.